Well, first of all, we want to appreciate His Excellency, the President of the Republic of Uganda, General Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, for waking up from the sleep for a very long time when the citizens are crying, complaining of overwhelming corruption in the country. There has been a serious divide of corruption that is eating the entire government system, right from the executive, the judiciary, the legislature. All arms of government are totally limping in terms of corruption. So this is one of the serious signs that he has woken up from his sleep and decided to take serious action from within his cabinet. But also, it is not yet enough. We need to do a lot. We don't want only one minister to be a sacrificed lamb. We need to see more ministers involved in this saga, arranging court.
Well, Honorable Adupa, yes. the Speaker of Parliament and some cabinet ministers have also been mentioned in the scandal that involved the alleged theft of 5,500 iron sheets meant for disaster victims in the Karamoja region. Are you saying there should be more investigation and more people found to have been culpable or responsible for this corruption to be prosecuted?
In our criminal justice, in the Penal Code Act, being in possession of a stolen property, automatically you become a thief. You are supposed to be charged in court. So everybody who is in possession of that iron sheet, which was meant for Karamoja, whether you have got it rightfully from the office of the Prime Minister, but you are in possession of that iron sheet that was meant for Karamoja, you become a thief. So all of them should be charged and prosecuted in the court of law, because it looks very awkward for you to get what you're supposed not to get. In fact, everybody who are mentioned in that scandal, having knowing immediately that the iron sheet that they have received from office of the Prime Minister, it was meant for the people of Karamoja. If you are in a leadership position, the matter of integrity matters here. You should be an exemplary leader, even return the iron sheet even more. Then thereafter, even the Minister of Finance goes and makes a very shallow explanation before Parliamentary Committee of Presidential Affairs investigating the matter and say that the iron sheet found his way in his compound, really. And he's still sitting in the cabinet. We have been agitating and informing the president that he needs to do over all of the cabinet. Those one who have been cited to have been participating in corruption deals should be kicked out of cabinet. He needs to clean the cabinet.
So, Honorable Adupa, as a member of the ruling party, are you calling for a cabinet reshuffle for those alleged to have committed acts of impropriety or financial embezzlement or financial malfeasance?
There should
be kicked out.
We are calling the national chairman of NRM, General Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, to do what it takes to reshuffle his cabinet, because this even spoiled the image of the ruling government. We are supporters of NRM. But people who are being implicated in corruption and scandals in this country are members of the ruling party. So the time we start waking up as members of the ruling party, it is the time we are going to clean the party. Otherwise, it becomes very difficult to go and convince people in the village that vote for NRM. Yet people in NRM are stealing things with impunity and nothing is done to them.
What do you say to critics of the NRM who are of the view that corruption has gone on for a long time, and there seem not to be any action taken, and that it appears that as long as you are in the NRM, the institutions of government fight corruption appear not to touch them?
Some of us who are clear-minded, we are with a clear conscience, we are saying that it is not only Honorable Kitutu who's supposed to be arranging court alone. There are people who suppose Prime Minister should be arranging court first. Minister of Finance should be supposed to be arranging court. Then we start realize that the party and the government and the executive is starting working seriously on corruption. Yes, she's the minister in charge of Karamoja, and that vote, she was a vote controller of those relief items. But being a vote controller of relief items, could the Prime Minister did not have even a courtesy of asking the Honorable Minister, but where are you getting all these iron sheets from? Was there not that courtesy? Why didn't the office of the Minister for Finance have a courtesy and say, you are giving me 3,000 iron sheets? For what? So all of them, they should feel guilty, and they supposed not to sit in the office. If in a society where people think about integrity, those ministers who are implicated are supposed to step aside and pave way for investigation if they know they are innocent.
Felix Adupa Ongwech is a parliamentarian from the Ugandan ruling party, NRM. He spoke with me from the capital, Kampala.